Hi everyone, and welcome to our magical fourth week of Take 10 for Torah. Today is the 21st of November, Monday, the 20th of Cheshbon, and this is TT4T number 16. Today also is another auspicious day. Today begins, actually, technically yesterday, the 410 Mincha. The 410 Mincha is something which occurs once a year. Of course, it exists for a few weeks. Shkia, sunset, gets as early as it ever does, and it sits there for about, three weeks about, and so we have our 410 Mincha. Now, 410 Mincha means that you have until, I guess, latest 4:30 to daven, because that's when sunset actually is, and if you take a look at the other end, and the earliest you could daven allows you to probably daven for about four and a half hours. And so Mincha becomes very, very tight and very, very difficult, all winter long, but most so in this particular frame. So it's also interesting that at the same time, this week is Parshas Chayesara, and in Parshas Chayesara we have the origin, as is well known, of Mincha. The Gemara famously associates Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv to the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and so Yitzchak is the one who provides us with Mincha. So the story behind that, in Bereishis Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Samach Gimel, is Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnos Arev. Yitzchak goes out Lasuach to converse, literally, to walk around in the Sada, Lifnos Arev, towards evening. And what was the context? So the context, as we see in the end of the Pasuk, Vayisa Ina Vayar, and he picks up his eyes and he sees Mihine Gemalim Ba'im. He sees camels approaching. Who were on the camel? What was on the camel? So that was Eliezer bringing back Rivka from a successful mission. So you can probably imagine what it was that Yitzchak was davening for. He knows that this guy Eliezer, the servant in the household, is going out and trying to find him a wife. So you would imagine that that's probably the tefillah that's on his lips. So now, what's this all about? How does this indicate Mincha? Like, and what's going on over here? So what does the word lasuach mean? So the Radak interestingly understands that lasuach specifically means he went latzeis l'tayel bein hasichim. The suach comes from siach, v'chol siach, hasada, referring to like the vegetation. He really just like went for a stroll. He goes for a walk, he takes a look at what's going on, and he, for some reason, the rabbis think he is, decides to daven. It's midday, it's towards evening, and he lifts up his eyes, and he sees the camels are coming. The Rashbam says, l'suach pasada means, kelomar l'tas ilanos uliros, Inyane Po'alov. He actually went out to see what was going on with workers, what was going on with whatever industry he was in, farming or whatever it was, and that's why he was on the Sada. He was in the Sada because he was at work. Rashi, of course, brings the famous idea of Lasuach. Siach is a Lashon Tfila, and that's how we know he was davening Mincha, because Mincha is at that time of day. So that prayer was his, and we devote that to his. Now, it's very interesting. The Yitzchak is the one where we derive it from, but let me just take a step back. Mincha has a storied history. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis, Va'amir Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna La'olam Yehi Adam Zohir B'Tfilas HaMincha. A person should always be careful with Tfilas Mincha, Shehari Eliyahu Lo Nana Ela B'Tfilas HaMincha. Because Eliyahu was answered, Mincha time. What are we talking about? So we're talking about the famous story with Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, when he goes and opposes the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the prophets of the Baal. Each one has their sacrifice ready to go, and Mincha is the time of day when this occurs. The Pesukim there say, Vayehi Ba'alos HaMincha. The Pasuk, it's Malachim Aleph, Perakit Ches, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayehi Ba'alos HaMincha. It's the time of Mincha. And what happens? So he davens. He says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, answer me. And v'yedu ha'am hazeh ki ato Hashem ho Elokim, and so that the people will know that God is the right God, and these prophets of the Baal are spewing nonsense, and it's just all ridiculous. And what happens? We know how the story ends. It ends with his success. Now, it's really interesting, because what he's arguing for is that, you know, people, God is involved in the world, and this happens in the middle of the day. And he sort of makes the point, people understand this as well, in the middle of the day. So now, why Mincha? What's so important here? So Tfilas Mincha is very interesting, right? Tfilas Mincha is important because we see, A, Yitzchak seems to have been answered right away, Why? Because he asked for a shidduch, and, you know, probably he asked for a shidduch, and he looks up, and hey, vihine hagmalim bayim. Fantastic. The Kli Yakar suggests, ki mistama hispal al Yitzchak al hazivug ba'od heyos Eliezer baderech. How could you imagine that Yitzchak had anything else on his mind while Eliezer is out on a spouse-finding mission? He must have been thinking about that way. And so Eliyahu as well is also immediately answered specifically at that time. So there must be something about that time. The tour tells us what's so special about Mincha itself, not just historically with Yitzchak, and not just historically with Eliyahu, but also day-to-day, every day, particularly in this time of year. So the Torah says, in Arachayim, Tvilchos Tfilah, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, he says, V'hatam, mipnei she'tfilas ha-shachar zmana yedua baboker, b'kumo mimitaso. Shacharis, everybody knows when shacharis is, that's when you wake up in the morning. So you spell miyad, you daven right away, kodem shu tarad ba'asakav, and that happens before you get busy, before you check the emails, before life gets crazy. V'chein shel erev balayla zmana yedua. And also Mariv is similar, in that Mariv, you know the day is over, you're done with everything, the last thing you do, you daven Mariv, you go to sleep. V'hu panu me'asakav, and as well, you're not busy, you're not getting emails, things are not so crazy, or at least maybe back then they weren't. Aval shel mincha. But what about mincha? Mincha she be'emtza hayom ba'od shehu tarid ba'asakav. It's in the middle of everything. It's the middle of the boardroom. It's the middle of whatever it is that you're busy with all day long. Tzarech lasumo so alibo v'lifnos mikol asakav. You have to take a step back from whatever it is that you are actively engaged with, actively busy with. U'lahaspal el osa and to daven it, v'im asakein tzcharo harbe me'od. And so the Torah says, the reward is great for mincha because mincha actually takes the most sacrifice. Of course, that's why mincha is the shortest. Mincha is the shortest tefillah because the understanding is that you don't really have a lot of time in the middle of the day to daven, particularly nowadays when all you have is, you know, about 12:30 till 4:30 p.m. There's not a huge window to do it, and you're at work and you're really busy with the mincha situation and required to get it done. And so that's really what mincha, it seems, is all about. The idea of mincha is that a person has to understand and recognize that exactly in the middle of the day is when I need to daven. You know, there's perhaps my favorite Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, talks about when the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what would he daven for? Like, what would he be praying for? So there's a whole list of things that he'd pray for, and one of them is that he would pray so that the tefillos of those who are the rochlim, those who are the peddlers in the street, their tefillos would be ignored. The tefillos over drachim, those who passed in the streets and made their business by travel, that their tefillos would be ignored. Like, what does that mean? Like, the Kohen Gadol would go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and pray so that other people's prayers would be ignored. How in the world can that be? So if you think about it, Rashi tells us, what would these over drachim be praying for? Rashi says there in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Mispalalim Shelo Yardu Geshamim. These people would be praying that it would not rain, that it should not rain. Right? You imagine you're going and you're selling your wares and you have to go from place to place and you're pulling your cart or you're pulling your wagon, you're doing whatever you need to do to travel. The rain messes with everything. The rain messes with your clientele. The rain messes with your ability to make sales. The rain just simply gets in your way and it's overwhelming. And so those people in that moment pray, God, stop the rain. The problem is, Klal Yisrael needs the rain. The Jewish people need the rain because it needs to fill the Kinneret, and it needs to irrigate all of our vegetation, and we need the rain in order to survive. But for that guy, in that moment, he doesn't want the rain. And the tefillah of that guy, in that moment, who understands God's involvement in his life, in the moment when he is that desperate, that level of uncertainty, that tefillah is so strong that the Kohen Gadol himself, in the holiest of times, in Yom Kippur, in the holiest of places, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, has to daven to counter that. That's the advantage, the maila, you might say, of what tefillah in the time of work is really all about. Because it's not just about finding the time and interrupting yourself. It's about realizing that this is exactly when I need to connect. When I'm busy with my parnasa and busy thinking that, like, I'm the boss, I need to take a step back and focus on God and refocus what I do and what it's all about. So it's very interesting. Going back to Yitzchak, it comes full circle. Vayelech Yitzchak lesuach basadeh. Why did he go out? So Rashi says he went out to daven. Sure, lesuach means to converse. Others understand he went just to take a walk. Great. But I was always very inspired by the Rashbam and the Chazkuni. They say that what he went out to do is to work. He went out to work, and he was at work, and he was busy, and he decided, I'm going to stop and plug in. I'm going to talk to God, because everything that I do here all day long is dependent on nobody but him. That's why he had to daven. And so for those very, very few minutes of mincha, he would plug himself in. And then as he raises his eyes up, he sees his beloved, he sees Rivka, who he's going to spend the rest of his life with. I hope that inspires you. Have a great mincha and have a wonderful day.